Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from O3 Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol OIII, and on the OTCQX under the symbol OIIIF. I am chatting with the President and CEO, Jose Viscara. Now, Jose, a lot of news came out of the company throughout January. We are going to focus on a couple of the key news releases, especially as it comes to some of the catalysts for this year. Now, the first news release we're going to talk about, January 21st. The news came out really just outlining the 2021 objectives at a couple of the company's key projects and also outlining, again, 150,000 meters of drilling. Let's start at the Malartic property. You're allocating 50,000 meters of drilling to this project. Give us just a quick little update then on what the goals are going to be around this drilling for the Malartic property, please.
Corey, thank you very much for having us in your program. The Marban project is a great project, as you know, that we put out a preliminary economic assessment last year, showing us a net present value over $400 million. We now want to grow the fundamental value at Marban, and in order to do that, we intend to grow the resources with the 50,000 meters that we will do in this campaign, on top of expanding the potential of the areas, of the exploration areas. What I mean by potential is really to show our investors that this project is much larger and much bigger than what we have today. And remember, today we have at Marban 2.5 million ounces of gold with over a gram per ton.
Okay, now in terms of the split up of this 50,000 meters of drilling, in the news release it is outlined that you are testing the extension of the ore deposit, which is included in this 2020 PEA. What's that drilling going to be looking like to extend the ore deposit?
It is very important to realize how Marban is constructed. And Marban is an open pit deposit, which consists of five different pits. And within two areas, Kirens and Malartic, and the area north-north, we have an area, an open area, that we believe we can drill close to surface and gain a bunch of ounces. And ideally, what we would like is to see that these pits that right now are separate, that are part of one single pit. Right now, they are not because there is not enough information, but that's an area that we will tackle. Another area is very important is the main Marban, where towards the eastern side of Marban, we believe we can gain some ounces as well. And finally, drilling at depth in different areas where we have already a plunge being defined, which is looking for a higher grade component down deep. This would look more towards the future and more as an underground opportunity. And this, we will see it in two particular areas, in Orion 8 and Goldhawk.
Okay, so it sounds like some of this drilling around the resource, it is just to simply add ounces, continue to grow this resource, and also, in a way, de-risk some of the mining if you can tie together these pits into one much larger pit. What about some of the other drilling, the exploration or more greenfields drilling at this project? Because even within this news release, figure one, you have the whole Malartic property outlined here, and Marban is in the southeastern tip of this project. This is a big project. So where else are you going to be looking for other earlier stage exploration opportunities?
So I think one thing is we are going to be adding resources, and we will be converting resources as well as we go, although the primary objective is not only to convert, but to expand. Why do we want to convert? It's because only the resource measured and indicated, which is a higher category that you can have in terms of resources, are the ones that can be used for the pre-feasibility study. Said that, and following on what you say, we do have a very large land package. We do have areas with more greenfield exploration potential that we see between the first trend, which is where we have Kirens and Malartic, and the second trend which is where we have Goldhawk and Orion 8, and we have another area called Camflow Deep. And Camflow Deep is a very interesting property because it is the first property that Barrick Gold had when they moved from the exploration oil exploration area to the mining side of things. And that was their first mine where they produced over 2 million ounces and at a 5 grams per ton. So this Camflow Deep, which is only at 1,200 meters from surface, shows very nice potential. And we look forward to analyze that opportunity as well.
So, Jose, this might be tough to answer, but you already have 2.5 million ounces of gold in the resource. I understand that you do need to convert some of this to move through your PFS just into that M&I category. But when you're looking at adding ounces, and it sounds like some of this low-hanging fruit when it comes to ounces, how big could this resource be at Malartic?
I think time will tell. I think we have every evidence to believe that this will be bigger. And I think now we have to wait for the drilling to show us that. So I think the best thing is to keep our ears open and be very alert of the different news that we will be giving to the market and make our own assumption. But certainly we look forward to have good news on that regard.
Okay, let's move over to the Alpha property. There's going to be 100,000 meters of drilling here. Sounds like a bit of a three-pronged approach where you are expanding on known resources and then also following up on some more earlier stage discoveries and then also trying to make some new discoveries. Give us a little rundown and overview of the plans at Alpha, please.
Correct. You explained it well. We have four areas that we are attacking at the same time. These four areas are Omega, Bulldog, Akasaba, and Syncord. And the idea is to expand the resources that we have currently at Bulldog and Akasaba, grow those resources, expand them. And in the area of Syncord, we believe that we're closer to a discovery. The last two holes that we put out in the latest press release show that. We have over 700 meters with good results, and we'll continue drilling that and hopefully make that our first discovery. And two is the Omega area, which is only a couple of meters from El Dorado's property, where we believe that Sigma Lamaque extends at very, very deep into our property, and therefore we believe that there could be potentially other parallel structures that could be closer to surface on our ground, and we will be testing that. So to your point that was well summarized, we will grow the resources, expand the resources, show potential that can grow, and finally hopefully have a couple of discoveries in these four areas that we are attacking at the same time with 100,000 meters of drilling.
All right, so I will post both figure one that shows the Malartic property and figure two that shows the Alpha property. Figure two, I think, is very interesting because you do outline the four different zones that will be tested here. When it comes to funding for these projects, too, the company did also just release news on the same day as the 2021 objectives, January 21st, of a bought deal. Initially for $20 million, upped very quickly to just over $30 million. What's the overall budget for the exploration this year at both Malartic and Alpha?
So we're eyeing these $35 million to keep growing these resources that we have and converting some of the ounces that we explained before. There is a vast amount of drilling that we will have to do at Marban. So that money will go into there. I also want to say that this raise was done at $4.50 when we were trading at $3. So the dilution that we see in here is it's not substantial. It's only around 7-8%. And the value added that we will get from here is extraordinary. No? So I think investors see right now what we see, which is a company that is worth right now in terms of market cap $200 million with $150 million between cash and equivalents. Into that comes Garrison, which is what we sold last 2 weeks. And right now we have an enterprise value really of $50 million with approximately $50 million going into the field in the next couple of years, the next 2 years to be precise.
All right, that Garrison deal is another one that I want to talk about. We are moving through these news releases fairly quickly, so if anybody has any follow-up questions on anything about the 2021 drill plans that we just discussed, please be sure to email me those questions, and I will follow up with Jose. But Jose, on January 14th, there was a news release that talked about the sale of the Garrison project and partnership with Monette, the Porcupine. The whole idea here is to develop a Timmins Gold camp. Now, this is an all-share deal. O3 is getting about 31% interest in Monette Porcupine. Can you explain this transaction and what work is going to be done to develop this gold camp, please?
Yes. So as of right now, I rather prefer the word reallocation rather than just selling, because that's exactly what we're doing. We are reallocating our Garrison project into a much bigger company that together, Monette and Garrison, building the new Monette, if you want to call it, it is a much more robust company and much more robust project. And therefore, the valuation has been going up. In fact, as soon as we announced the sale of the project, or as I say, the reallocation, the share price of Monette kept going up, which reassures the value accretion that we had in there. And now we have a company with over 8 million ounces, 8 million ounces, with a market cap of only $126 million today. So this is, I think this is a very accretive transaction for everyone. I think investors will realize that by having these two assets together, there is a much more opportunity here to develop this. And subsequently, through the merger, Monette raised $20 million, which will go into the expansion of resources that they currently have. Their CEO is an extremely competent professional. Gary O'Connor is in charge of this company, and we believe that he will be able to unreveal the potential of Garrison and Monette. And remember that these properties were integrated, so they were all together. And now we will be able to do more exploration, because now we can go to areas that were not explored before because they were not part of the same company. So this is a very value-added transaction for investors.
Okay. Well, Jose, we'll wrap it up here, but I'm sure we will get some more news out of this partnership with Monette Porcupine, as well as, it sounds like, just ongoing drill results throughout this year, continuing to build out ounces. But we'll continue to follow up as news hits the market. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of O3 Mining. And again, if any of you have any questions, please email those to me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those answered for you. Jose, I really appreciate your time today. Have a great rest of your week.
Corey, have a good one.